Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air, which is why a farmer is harvesting corn, and why a train is transporting corn, and why ADM is turning corn into ethanol, a renewable, cleaner-burning fuel. Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air. And lots of us are helping make sure that fresh air is actually fresh. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Farm Flex. Do you know what that is? It's a bill before Congress that would give Midwest farmers planting flexibility that they don't have now. Now, here's the way it works now under the 2002 Farm Bill, and you can see why it must be changed. If you plant corn, soybeans, wheat, rice, or cotton, you may be receiving a direct government payment proportional to your crop base acreage. We all have historical base acreages for the above crops. And the way farm programs work, base acreage is important. Now, here's an example. Del Monte Foods comes and offers you a contract to raise some sweet corn for canning on those base acres. Well, why not? The contract appears to be very profitable, and you agree to give up your direct government payment on that acreage. But wait a minute. Your landlord says no, because as the law reads now, the USDA must permanently reduce the base acres if you planted sweet corn. Now, does this make any sense? Here we have a farmer agreeing to plant fruits and vegetables on base acres and give up his government direct payment. And that saves the government money. Why penalize a landowner by reducing his acreage base? He may not want to plant vegetables next year. And that's only part of the story. The law also requires a farmer to pay a financial penalty if he grows fruits and vegetables for processing. That's absurd. And beyond that, the farmer is absolutely forbidden from raising fruits and vegetables for the fresh market. We don't have enough domestically grown fruits and vegetables now. We're importing them. Furthermore, the planting restrictions in today's bill are not in compliance with WTO. There's no way to justify such complicated, restrictive rules. The Farm Flex legislation will give our farmers more planting flexibility, save the federal government money, and improve WTO compliance. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.